Now we're recording, so I can't say what I was going to say.
Well, guys, we're finally all back together to put the bow on the bracket of bad. Let's wrap this sucker up. So we've done several of these episodes where we basically kind of all chimed in with our picks on just really bad things. We have separate brackets for video games, movies, music, and then a wild card. And we kind of figured that we'll just kind of go through these one little section at a time and whittle it down to a final four and see if we can come to an agreement on what we perceive as the worst thing that we've picked. Sound good? Where do you guys want to start? Video games, music?
Let's start with video games.
Video games. All right. So, and we'll try to just go. We kind of seeded these, so I'll just kind of go down the list here. But Pulse Racer for the Xbox versus Sonic Games.
Pulse Racer.
Yeah. Sonic's not going anywhere.
Rich?
Hi, Rich.
Chime in on that one.
Okay.
He's just like, I'm over this. Okay. So Pulse Racer advances. Off-Road the Baja for the Super Nintendo. This is a good wrench. Or Where is Waldo for the NES?
God, they're both so fucking bad.
I'm going with Waldo.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah, Waldo. Where's Waldo?
Rich, are you just going to sit there?
No, he said Where's Waldo.
No, he said Waldo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Open your
get the five banana out of your ear.
Where's Tom, apparently? All right. Oh, here you go, Rich. This is one of yours, I believe. Zelda CDI games versus one of mine, The Witcher 3. I think we just put Zelda CDI and just move on.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Okay, NFL football for the NES versus Shaq Fu.
I got to go with Shaq.
Shaq Fu was at least playable.
Mm. Yep.
NFL football was not.
Mm.
I agree.
This is tough. I'm willing to go with Shaq on recognition here, but I realize how bad the NFL game is.
Shaq's also so bad it's good. I think it falls into one of those things.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. And I'm falling into that, guys, that it's just because of name recognition. I'm going to switch my vote. I'll go NFL.
I think a bad fighting game is always going to be better than a bad sports game.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. These are mine, so I don't know. Home Alone for the PC versus Double Dragon for the PC. I've got to go Home Alone.
I'm not gonna.
I've never played either one, so.
Yeah. I'll just move that one on, and we'll wait till that one gets knocked out. Back to the Future for the NES versus Bart versus the Space Mutants.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Paper
Mario Sticker Star versus the Turtles for the NES.
Sticker Star.
Turtles.
Yeah, I think I agree.
With who?
Sticker Star.
I'm a sucker for Turtles games, even if they're that bad. So I'm going to go with Paper Mario on that one. All right, Jaws or Mario Brothers 2?
Jaws. I'm going Jaws.
Even though that was my pick.
Yeah, right. I love Jaws, but
I do too.
Mario 2, you know.
Okay.
I think Mario
2. Alrighty. All right, so now we've whittled that back down to 8 on this one. So, okay, now we're at Pulse Racer versus Where's Waldo?
I almost would rather play Where's Waldo, as shitty as it was.
So Pulse Racer's still bad?
God, I don't know, man. I guess you got to go Where's Waldo, because it's still, at the end of the day, a fucking book.
We should just stop it right there. That's going to win. It's just a book.
I made a video game. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not like a book with like an actual story and character development and like stuff that you could turn into. It's a fucking boop. There it is. Ooh, there it is. Yay. You know, like.
All right. If anyone has any qualms, I'm just going to advance that just based on that synopsis alone.
Fucking go with Waldo.
All right. Zelda CDI versus NFL football for the NES.
CDI? I don't know. NFL is fucking bad, man. It's just bad.
I don't know. That Zelda, those creepy Zelda Russian cartoons, but though.
But at least they gave us something. They gave something to the world with those fucking horrible pictures. Like the picture of Link going, looking like he just jizzed in a cup. Like,
you're bound and determined to get NFL football to go all the way, aren't you?
I don't know. I really, I don't want it to win anything because it fucking sucks that bad. But I'm just saying, like, logically, at least the Zelda CDI games gave something to the world. What the fuck did LJN's NFL football for the NES ever give us other than headaches?
Well, do you guys have, Dink, you got one for preference on that one?
No. I guess Zelda. Get rid of it.
Richie?
Probably football. I think football's probably worse than Zelda.
I'll go football just because the cartoons, I guess, are somewhat memorable. All right, Home Alone. Oof. Okay, Home Alone versus Back to the Future. I think we all know where we're going on this one.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to say that, yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah. And Back to the Future is a terrible game.
It is.
It's just bad. And my whole thing to put Home Alone on the PC was that it was more of a playability issue than the game itself. It's a weird game, but I don't know how bad it really is comparatively. So, whereas Back to the Future, you're throwing bowling balls at people. So,
yeah. I mean, shit, Wayne's World should have made this fucking thing if we were any kind of thinking. Wayne's World or Home Improvement for the NES or for the SNES.
There's no inclusions. We've decided this.
Yeah. No. I know. All right. Let's go to the next one.
When we do this again and take another 10 years, we can do the second part.
Exactly. Okay. Paper Mario Sticker Star or Jaws?
Sticker Star.
I like Jaws, so it's hard for me to.
Yeah.
I could go either way.
Fine.
I have a strong opinion.
We're talking about the games, Rich.
Dang it, Bobby. Yeah.
Just like in real life, I could go either way.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right, so Sticker Star, then?
Sticker it is.
All right, final four in this one, then. So here we go, Waldo or NFL football?
Waldo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Waldo's coming out of this one.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. Back to the Future or Paper Mario?
Back to the Future.
Back to the future.
Yeah. All right, Waldo or Back to the Future?
They're both so bad.
Waldo.
Waldo, yeah.
Oh. All right. Waldo makes the... Okay, so Waldo wins the video game bracket. We will talk about Waldo here again after we finish the other three. So let's see. Okay. Now, who knows? It's pretty good. Right. Waldo wins that one. I don't know if that you'd want to win that, but Waldo wins.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move over to movies. We'll go to the other side then.
Okay.
Yeah, so this isn't the one that Waldo would face. We're moving to the other side.
Right.
All right. Movies. Mortal Kombat Annihilation or The Force Awakens?
Go Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'll say Mortal Kombat.
Okay. I was actually gonna say The Force Awakens, but that's fine.
You can say whatever you want, but we've already
you
can said
say whatever you want. It just doesn't fucking matter.
That's not good. That one's not going to matter. Okay, Star Wars Episode 1 or The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Fuck Matt Damon.
Episode 1.
Episode
fuck
1.
Star Wars.
Yep.
Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yay.
Dude, come on. There's no way Jar Jar is going to not beat out the first round here.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
Batman versus... These are really funny how I have these down here. Batman versus Sup. Superman. Or Charlie and the Chalk Fact.
Charlie and the Chocolate Starfish.
We both suck.
Yeah, that one's... Yeah. I've got to say Charlie, only because I don't care to see Zack Snyder's 17-hour vision of anything.
Yeah, I'll go Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie and the Chocolate Starfish.
Yeah, exactly. Because, come on, you're also killing good memories of Gene Wilder. He remakes crap like that. The 2016 Ghostbusters. Yeah. Never mind.
You have to finish that one.
We even had to finish
it. You can at least jerk it and just bring it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
The jiggle factor is over 9,000.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber-er or Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull? I gotta go Dumb and Dumber-er.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrible movie.
I mean, but yeah, I guess.
I mean, again, because you're kind of doing the same thing with the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You're taking iconic characters and making them be played by people who have no business doing it.
Well, that's just, well, all right.
Movie 43 versus the Hobbit Live Trilogy. Jesus. Wait, we weren't really deep with this, didn't we?
At least movie 43 was only one movie. So does that mean the Hobbit Trilogy is worse or better?
But didn't like, movie 43, is that the one with the nut chin? With that guy?
Yeah, that's where Hugh Jackman played a guy with balls on his chin.
At least parts of Hobbit Live Trilogy were okay. I don't think there's anything good in movie 43. So,
yeah, no, movie 43 was a goddamn fucking
travesty.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't even a travesty. It was a cinematic abortion.
So, is that moving on then?
Yeah.
Is that win?
Yeah.
I think movie 43 wins.
Just making sure.
It's now illegal in Florida.
Clerks 3 versus Hallmark Christmas movies. I knew you would, Rich. I'm sorry, but that doesn't win.
Yeah. Again, like everything else in here, your opinion doesn't matter.
Dang it, Bobby.
Oh, man.
Now I'm starting to make fun of Rich, I'm actually starting to feel a little bit better. Either that or the medicine's kicking in, one or the other.
Ballistic, X versus Sever.
You're in Florida, so it's Oxycontin, right?
I wish. No, they closed all the pill mills. I can't get that shit anymore.
Ballistic X versus Sever versus American Carol.
As someone who sat through both of these torturous movies,
I've got a Ballistic. I've never seen the other one, so.
American Carol was one of the worst pieces of propaganda bullshit that I've ever seen in my life, but at least stuff happened in it.
Yeah, I'm going to put Ballistic. Does anyone have any objections to that? It won't get further than what it's up against anyway.
No.
I don't know. I agree.
Against Hallmark.
Chris Farley's brother is doing like I don't even know if Chris Farley's brother existed. Kevin Farley.
Yeah.
Kevin Farley, yeah.
That's like that other guy from SNL who died young, whose brother replaced him. Belushi.
Belushi, yeah.
Belushi. That's the same. They started a movie together. That would be awesomely bad.
I think you could just take the awesome out of that.
Yeah. And then you got who's the guy that played Peter Venkman? His brother does movies, so you can put him in it.
Oh, Brian Doyle?
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah. I don't know shit.
Yeah, but he was in Caddyshack, so he gets a pass.
Yeah, that's a good call. Brian Doyle Murray, he also voiced something in Frosty Returns. I believe he actually voiced Frosty. And it's one of the most god-awful pieces of television that's ever been produced.
I know. John Goodman was the voice of Frosty in one of them, too.
Maybe it was John Goodman. I know Brian Doyle Murray voices somebody in it. And I think he raps in part of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not good.
John Goodman was the one that said Happy Birthday, I think. Or no, maybe not. Maybe that was the original one. I don't remember. Okay.
We veered off. Yeah, we did. All right, so Mortal Kombat Annihilation or Star Wars Episode 1?
Episode 1.
Wait, what?
Mortal Kombat
Annihilation.
Episode 1.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to have to say episode one, too.
Needs to say episode one.
Yeah. This is where we're going to be a standoff.
All right, so what do we flip that's a coin? Wizard. Or, I don't know, Bink, I think the two of us...
I had to pay for both these movies, and I at least was able to sit through with the pod racing. Annihilation was just awful.
Bink, this is what it comes down to. I think the two of us could beat up the two of them.
Oh, yeah, that's not even an issue.
Our answer wins.
Okay. Yeah, I probably take both at the same time.
Right? Fine.
I'm hardcore. I'll take them both.
Yeah. I will summon. Never mind. Too soon. Too soon of a joke. All right. I'll just move on to Mortal Kombat then. It's fine. this next one, though, I don't think we're going to have any problems with this one. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or the 2016 Ghostbusters. Yep.
Yeah, we're
Ghostbusters
good.
Answer the Call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the full name of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just called it the 2016 Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Dumb and Dumber or Movie 43.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Hallmark Christmas movies or Ballistic.
Hallmark.
Yep. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Final four in this one. So Mortal Kombat Annihilation or the Ghostbusters 2016.
Ooh.
Answer the call.
Ghostbusters.
I've got to go Ghostbusters on this one too.
All right.
I'm okay. I'll go with that. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bad movie all the way around. All right. Dumb and Dumber or Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hallmark.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I. You know what?
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber. It shits on something that I love.
That's okay. True.
And both of these are in the same really position then, because now you're at these 2016 Ghostbusters or Dumb and Dumber.
So I'm gonna go back to something that Richie said about just bring it or bring it on or whatever the fuck.
Oh no.
Which one can you jerk off to?
At least
he's gonna say Dumb and Dumber, isn't he?
At least Richie can jerk off to Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Or Thor. You go both ways. I haven't seen Ghostbusters. I shit on it because I thought it was a bad idea, but I haven't seen it. So
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one either. I've seen Dumb and Dumber, and that's really fucking stupid.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to go with Dumb and Dumber.
Richie, what say you?
Plus, I feel like I'm having a stroke when I say the name.
I can go with Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I'll say that too. And only because of something Bobby just said, even though the Ghostbusters thing is kind of similar vein, but the Dumb and Dumber one was just, I think for one reason, it was like very heralded.
And who you can jerk off
like,
to?
Oh, yeah, well, obviously.
Were there homeless guys in there?
Yes. let's rewatch it just to find out now. All right, so let's do music and then we'll move back over to the other side.
It's like the time I jerked it to bum plates.
Jesus Christ, Richard!
Oh, don't get any better than that, folks. Okay, let's move to music. So whoever wins music gets to face Dumb and Dumber. Jessica Simpson versus DMB.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson, because at least you can jerk it to Jessica Simpson.
I'll just put that. That's too funny. All right, Rap After 1999 versus Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth moves on.
Yeah, I think Smash Mouth too.
Yeah,
I'd say that. Yeah, yeah. I completely agree. Ricky Martin versus Kid Rock. Wow.
Ricky Martin.
Gotta be Kid Rock. Oh.
Kid Rock, because at least you can jerk it to Ricky Martin.
I love how that's a side effect.
What can you jerk off to?
Drinking the Bud Light.
I've gotta, dude, I've got to go with Ricky on that one.
Oh.
All right. How are we going to decide this one?
Bang the bang wall.
I kind of have an idea here. Hold on one second. Let's just move on to the next one because I can immediately tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Stupid Fortnite kid versus Cardi B.
Jesus Christ. Can we knock out the other two and just make that bracket advance?
That's kind of what I was thinking. But anyone have any say on that one?
Stupid Fortnite kid for me. But I have to hear it all the time because Peyton fucking loves that little jerk off.
I've never heard of him, but I hate Cardi B.
Stupid Fortnite kid a real musician, though, or is he just a kid?
No, dude, he's made, like, he's on iTunes and shit. Like, he has a shit ton. I was going through their shit that's on sale.
We're on iTunes, too, so, or at least Apple Music, yeah, or whatever, Apple Podcasts or something.
But, I mean, like, I was going through the shit that's on sale, and he's on sale on their popular artists thing.
Oh. So what you're saying is he's making way more money than we are.
Right. Right.
So should we just include him for that reason?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that stupid little shit.
So for that reason, it would either be him versus Ricky Martin or Kid Rock. So I would say that Fortnite Kid probably win that battle anyway.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. So we can just move him on.
So we're just going to advance him.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a good way to do it.
Okay.
The police are Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Yeah.
Bieber, yeah. Who had the police? That's right, Bob. You had the police.
No, there. I didn't. I like the police.
That was me.
Oh, that's right. Was he, Rich? That's right. I knew it was one of you two. I would eventually got it. Okay. Oh, no. Well, this next one, I don't know. We might start a war here. Ted Nugent or Creed?
I guess I'll go with Creed.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Nuge, but again, this is one of those ones where...
Yeah,
Bieber's gonna beat where it comes right, out of
exactly.
That.
I agree. We're just gonna move Bieber on. I still think
we should move over Ted Nugent just because he's a douche.
Well, as far as his music's concerned, he has Cat Scratch Fever, and I like that song. But I still think, as much as I hate to admit it, I still think there's more catchy Creed songs.
Well, Justin Bieber's advancing anyway, so
it doesn't matter. That one.
Skrillex versus U2.
Skrillex.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's funny. As much as I love the electronic stuff, I'm going to have to say that one just because there is some U2 stuff I actually like. So, yeah. Okay, I agree. Chris Brown. Ooh, Chris Brown or Tom Petty. Yeah, let's just move on that one. My God. Okay. All right, so this one's going to be a little shorter. We've already kind of moved on a couple. So Jessica Simpson or Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica's amazing to look at, but you just put it on mute.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why Smash Mouth, because they have no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
All Star is a great song.
No, it's not.
Is that your ringtone?
I've shit things that were greater songs than All Star.
I just like, sometimes when I go into a room, I open the door real fast and it goes, somebody, and just it's.
Somebody. Fuck.
Hey now.
The shape of the L on his forehead.
All right. So is Smash Mouth advancing? What are we doing here?
I say Smash Mouth.
I say Jessica Simpson.
Think. What did you say?
At least I can look at Jessica Simpson, but I put it on mute.
Right.
Whereas Smash Mouth, I can handle like two songs of theirs.
They have no redeeming qualities.
So we're doing Smash Mouth? Yes, no.
We need you to whatever you pick, Thomas.
Yeah, whatever you decide. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say Smash Mouth.
Okay.
We'll move them on because guarantee they're gonna lose.
Yeah, I mean they lose this one anyway.
Skrillex or Chris Brown? Well,
Chris Brown.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Final four in the music. Smash Mouth or stupid Fortnite kid?
Fortnite douchebag.
I agree.
Yeah, that moneymaker. I don't like people that make money.
That's a paddling.
All right. That's a paddling. Bieber or Chris Brown?
Ooh.
Chris Brown, because at least Bieber doesn't beat the shit out of women.
That's a fair point. I'm going to have to agree on that one.
That doesn't describe his music, though.
I don't even know what his music sounds like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you any of his music.
Okay. So, Rich, do you have any say on that one before we just advance him?
I can't tell you what his music sounds like either. So.
Okay, we'll just advance
either him. One's fine. They both suck.
Okay, so here we are. So, finals for music come down to Stupid Fortnite Kid or Chris Brown. I'm just going to move on to Fortnite Kid just because, sure. Yeah. All right, wild card round. Ooh. Now, so whoever wins this gets the face. Where's Waldo? Kardashians or Portillo's.
Kardashians.
My vote is Portillo's.
I forget what Portillo's is.
It's the cheesesteak place of Chicago.
Yeah, so basically, right. Yeah, think McDonald's of like
of Chicago food.
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
But you guys are Philly guys, so I understand if you put Kardashians, but put a little star next to it for me then.
I can't jerk off to the Kardashians, though I try it and it just doesn't work.
But you can to Portillo's?
Possibly.
Put his meat in the hot dog bun and jerk it off.
There you go.
Put on some relish and shit.
Oh, God. What absolute trade wreck.
So this will be the fucking episode that people actually listen to.
Probably.
I'm good with either.
I'm going to say Portillo's. I'm just going to go that route.
I mean, let's go. Support it.
You know why? Because that's an upset. That's a 16 seed versus a 1 seed. Boom. We got an upset in our bracket.
Weren't the seeds random, though?
Yeah. I mean, no.
It's random.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not like they use a random generator or anything.
Yes.
Ooh, Reign of Fire, 2002 movie. Or Comcast customer support.
Comcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Comcast moves on automatically.
Yeah, they need to move on.
Yeah, that's so that. Yeah, Comcast versus Portillo's. Yeah, sorry, Comcast. Nice. Yeah, okay. The Atlanta Braves chop. Or Rich has yoga pants.
Yeah, what is...
What? I don't understand. Remember that one.
Yoga pants greater than medium.
That's what it was.
Going with the Braves shot.
I don't know.
Yeah, I go with the Braves.
I'm sorry, I've got to say the Braves shot because that's just terrible.
There's some thicker women that look really nice in a large, and you know, we're good. Yeah.
It's when you take them off that the problem happens.
Right.
I'm not gonna kink shame whatever.
What'd you say?
Me? I said I'm not gonna kink shame. Like whatever you guys are into is fine.
Wow. Okay. So this next one, Fortnite, makes it to this side too. So technically we can have a Fortnite versus stupid Fortnite kid final here. It's Fortnite versus, Ohio State University.
I'm not voting yet. I want to see where this one falls and I'll decide.
I don't remember why Ohio State University was on there.
Because the Buckeyes suck.
It's football.
Yeah,
it's just Ohio people in general.
Yeah, Ohio, the whole state sucks.
Okay, well, here I can tell you this one. It would face the Atlanta Braves chop. Whoever wins this one, so
mine's Ohio State, just because I hate.
Yeah,
them
probably Ohio State too. I mean, football's worse than games.
I'll just throw that on there.
All
right. Ooh, this next one's good, and this next one could actually get a little debate going. Post-pot Kevin Smith or Joe Buck?
Joe Buck. Well,
Joe Buck. The only person that's going to say Kevin Smith is Rich.
I'm going to agree with Joe Buck, only because, although post-pot Kevin Smith sucked so much, Kevin Smith decided he was done with pot, so he realized it was a problem.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say, was that after he rewatched Clerks 3?
Could be.
All right, toxic fans or gatekeeping or gatekeeping versus the Green Bay Packers.
I think we lost Bob.
I'm here.
Or at least his picture.
Yeah, okay. his video is just a little frozen. So toxic fans, gatekeeping, or the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to say the toxic fans and gatekeeping.
What is it?
Oh, like you guys want to throw a good example out, Bob?
Yeah, like when people say – you know, they'll see somebody, like a girl wearing a video game shirt. Oh, really? You like video games? What's your favorite video game on the Atari 2600 through the Super Nintendo?
Oh.
Like, or, when you're just douchey.
So you mean Rich?
Rick and Morty fans?
Yeah, Rick and Morty fans. Like, throwing fits on counters over Szechuan sauce and shit like that.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Behavior.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. It's just an overall bad deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe Buck's clearly winning that one.
Yeah. 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 We're just gonna move Joe Buck on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Florida versus, in quotes, Philly cheesesteaks.
Florida.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I think Florida's just going to win this.
I'm going to have to say the, in quote, Philly cheesesteaks.
I think the Philly cheesesteaks is,
But Florida's bringing back leprosy. It's bringing back malaria.
And they say that the pythons are moving north.
Yeah. Anacondas.
Anacondas.
All right, so let's just move on, and we'll see how this works, because now we have another state
involved. They're killing Disney.
We have a large out-of-the-box video game updates, or Texas.
I want to say Texas so bad.
I would say Texas.
But we spoke so much about how we hate large video game updates on this podcast.
Yeah. And so. Texas doesn't affect me.
Right, Texas.
On a daily basis.
Fair enough.
Video game.
I'm going with that one. In fact, I'm going to move that one up just so it can face Joe Buck.
I don't know, though, man. Florida affects me on a daily fucking basis.
So, yeah, Florida Philly cheesesteaks or large out-of-the-box video game. Okay, so here we go. Let's just do this. Let's go back through the top here. So, Comcast moved on. Atlanta Braves Chop or Ohio State University?
The Chop.
I have to go with the Chop.
I got to go to Ohio State, but you guys are Philly fans.
Anyone?
I have State. I have no opinion.
Okay, so the Chop wins then. All right.
As long as Comcast support beats the Chop.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at there.
Okay. All right, I'm good with that then.
Yeah. Okay. Joe Buck's already moved on. Okay, so now we're down to this little bottom part of the bracket. Florida Philly cheesesteaks, large out-of-the-box video games, Joe Buck. They're all still alive to face Comcast customer support.
Definitely the bracket of bad right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Florida, but I understand that I'm in the minority because I'm the only one that lives in this fucking fifth world country.
Well, I think it's Florida too, just for the fact, it's Florida.
Okay. So what if we move that on, right? Just for the sake of this. And you had Florida versus Joe Buck.
Florida.
Joe Buck.
Because I can turn Joe Buck off.
I got to go Joe Buck
off. I've tried.
I don't live in Florida, so it doesn't affect me.
Yep, I gotta go Joe Buck. So at the end of the day, though,
every single sports. Pick a sport and he's.
So how about this? Now we've got Comcast customer support looming at the top.
I still pick Florida.
Have you ever had to spend much time on the phone with Comcast customer support?
Oh yeah.
We all have.
But again, I understand that I may not get my way on this one. I 100% understand that, and I, I'm with it. I'm just saying,
remember, whatever comes out of this has to face Where's Waldo.
And I take Florida over Where's Waldo. I'm taking Florida over everything that's left in the bracket.
Wow.
Yeah, but you chose to move there, so that's kind of on you.
Yes and no. I chose to move here at a different time, and I've been trying to get out ever since.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to move it off to face Joe Buck for now, and then we'll see. Let's see. Okay, let's move on real quick. Let's go back to the other side.
Okay.
Dumb and Dumber or Stupid Fortnite Kid?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I feel like Dumb and Dumber moves on there.
All right, so Dumb and Dumber are in the championship. So here's where we're at now. So Where's Waldo already won the video game one, and we're at Comcast customer support. Joe Buck and Florida are all still alive. Flip a coin?
Yeah, we can flip a coin.
Because we're going to be 2-2 on both of those, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I don't know. Does anyone have a coin?
That's what I'm looking. Let me get a grab.
Do both sides say Florida, Rich?
No, I've got a Puerto Rico.
He's gonna get one.
I've got a Puerto Rico quarter.
All right. So let's make Joe Buck the George Washington head.
All right. Do I let it hit the floor or do I catch it?
Yeah, whatever.
It's up to you.
Yep.
GW.
All right, so Joe Buck with a win. All right. Joe Buck versus Comcast customer support.
Oof. You can at least mute Joe Buck.
Right. Comcast wins that.
Yeah, I've got to go Comcast on that one. All right, guys. Comcast versus Where's Waldo?
Comcast.
Yeah, I think
Comcast. Just playing Waldo is a choice.
I've got to go Comcast.
You can't get around Comcast.
Yeah, just because it's like playing Where's Waldo to find anyone that's helpful. So
I consider Comcast support like all support systems, but just all suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so actually kind of funny. I was I reached out to in a non-related Comcast thing, but I reached out to one of my vendors for help on something, and told him that I had submitted a ticket already, and I'd reached out to my support specialist, and his recommendation was to submit a ticket to another part of the company. So yeah, I agree 100%. All right, final two, championship round, Comcast customer support versus Dumb and Dumber-er.
Comcast customer support.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? You get all the way down, and like Dumb and Dumber was like a lock, and then boom, Comcast comes in like a friggin' freight train.
I still say it should have been Florida, but that's just me.
Your bracket got busted on the flip of a coin.
It did. Yep. Fuck that fucking quarter. That's the other thing Florida has. Florida has wild roving packs of herpes monkeys.
Dude,
that's a true story. That's a true story. Jesus Christ, Richard. It's let me find the actual story.
This is gonna take me about 5 years to edit.
So Florida
has 5 years to record it. Might as well take 5 years to edit it.
It's a good point. That's a fair point.
Funny or furry, cute, and drooling herpes. What to do with Florida's herpes monkeys? That's what they're rhesus macaques. They're in Silver Spring State Parks. They were in the 30s, but now there's 400 of them, and they have a fatal form of herpes. It's fatal to humans. And what they do is they spit at humans, and then they shit in their hands and throw it at humans. And if you have like a cut or whatever, or if it gets in your eye or your mouth, you can get herpes from it. And then you die.
Wow. That's
but
doesn't sound fun at all.
But Florida's not worse than Joe Buck. Joe Buck never threatened to give me herpes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. It was only a clap.
I'm going to say, I kind of remember some commentary one time.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Joe Buck is a piece of shit. But again, he never, you know, threatened to drool on me and give me a fatal case of herpes.
Well, if I would have known about this earlier, I would have voted that way.
Yeah. Like,
you came late to the party here.
Yeah. This is late information.
Well,
actually, it's
It's not over yet. We can go back. We can recap. Find me those votes.
They're hanging Chad.
Yeah.
No, there's just a hanging monkey on this one, apparently.
Yeah, Florida does fuck up a lot of stuff.
Right? That's what I'm saying, man. This is the worst state in the union.
That's crazy. To be fair, only 25% of the monkeys had the herpes virus. So.
What?
Out of 400, though, it's 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still too many.
Yeah. Too many. It's too many herpes monkeys, man.
And they're killing like, all the birds, too.
Did they ask him?
This story keeps getting worse.
I don't know. California is pretty much of a shithole, too.
Yeah, but at least there's no fucking herpes monkeys there.
It's true.
There's no herpes monkeys, nobody's getting malaria, and nobody's getting fucking leprosy.
Man, I remember we decided that wasn't leprosy. It was methprosy.
Yeah, methprosy.
Yeah. I was trying to find something to stop, but I can't do this.